This is CES Tech Talk. I'm James Kotecki, bringing you one of the standout conversations recorded live at CES 2026 in the C-Space studio. These interviews feature some of the most compelling voices in media and marketing, exploring the trends shaping the future. You can find the full series on the CES YouTube channel, but we've selected this one just for you on the podcast feed. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to the C-Space studio. I am James Kotecki. We are here together at CES 2026 with Vivint's Senior Vice President of Marketing, William Stovall. William, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Okay, Vivint, define the brand. What does it mean, especially here at the beginning of 2026?
Yeah, the Vivint brand means we want to serve as the smarter home partner for our consumers. And by integrating our security expertise, smart home, and energy intelligence in a way that's very simple for the consumer to adopt, use, and allow them. A motto we have is to live more and manage less.
Okay.
Stat is 85% of homeowners have a smart device in their home today, and the majority of them are looking to purchase more over the next 12 months. As that occurs, the integration and how you bring them together seamlessly in a nice user interface is critical, and that's an area we think that we can serve the customer base.
So the way the consumer experience Vivint, is it through a user interface, like on a mobile device or something like that?
It is, yeah. We bring it all together in one single app, and so it allows you to have all your endpoints in one place. They work together. It takes the frustration and complexity around what smart home has traditionally mean. It's a lot of different endpoints, bifurcation. Yeah. We bring it together.
Smart home has been a big theme at CES for many years, but I wonder, why has it been so challenging for so long, right? So there's been this promise, probably since the Jetsons or before, of, you know, just everything kind of simply happening. And we see a lot of innovation and excitement here at CES. Why has it historically been so complicated?
I think as it has evolved, how do you pull individual endpoints across different manufacturers together? Yeah. You know, the challenge consumers are facing is they have all these smart devices and everyone has their own app.
Yeah.
So they're bouncing between apps and panes of glass. And that's where we focus on how we deliver our experience and value to the customer is we want to remove that complexity, bring it all in one place. So it takes that frustration out of it and actually allows them to live more comfortably, feel secure, and take the pain out of what is that smart home term.
And what kind of user patterns or customer data can you share based on the information that you get about how people actually use smart homes when they're working with these devices?
Yeah, I mean, they're highly engaged in our app. On average, a customer engages 17 times a day in our Vivint app. And so there's a lot of brand engagement, and it tells us, you know, how they're using their system. It helps steer us on what kind of integrations, what kind of automations do we need to do based on the patterns they have and what's important to them. Maybe it's looking at a camera. Maybe it's closing the garage door every night at 8 o'clock because that's when they shut down the home.
Yeah.
We're able to kind of gather those anonymized insights and help create even more powerful customer experiences.
Yeah, and so then how much is the dream kind of an automated or a proactive scenario where you say, hey, usually close the house around this time. Do you want me to close the garage door? Or not even necessarily asking and just kind of doing it because it's what usually happens around that time.
Yeah, that's where we're moving to, is where we're actually predicting the automations and actually supplying them for the customer. Of course, at the customer's choice, but actually making it easier where they're not having to set it up on their own. Based on the patterns, we can actually make it for them. And it just, again, it removes that complexity out of it.
So this is a great use case for the term automation. How does the term AI apply here? And I'm especially thinking about the term AI agents, which, and I'm using the term deliberately because I'm always curious about how things are defined and how people perceive these different terms that many people use here at CES, but can sometimes mean different things. So automation, AI, agentic AI, where are you playing and how do you define those terms?
Yeah, so AI is a part of our business and our whole value chain. And whether it starts at our product development or how we engage with customers to how we service and install, AI is a very important piece of our whole portfolio. So like from a product standpoint, you know, we have things like our smart comfort technology, which is taking a thermostat, a connected thermostat, and integrating it with other endpoints in the home, and then like a door window sensor or a door or a motion sensor, and it's able to connect occupancy trends in the home to actually suggest how your HVAC runs, which can help in a rising energy environment.
Yeah.
It can help reduce costs, keep the customer comfortable, but take the action off the customer's responsibility and do it for them. If you think about from the customer servicing standpoint, we made it public that we implemented Agentforce into our customer care centers. And what that has allowed us to do is serve customers faster, more effectively with these 24/7 digital agents.
Yeah.
That can now take some of these easy to complete tasks off the human end and allow us to get to a customer and address their needs quicker. But at the same time, if we have to pull one of our customer care agents in, that information is seamlessly passed and they can serve them better.
And because of how it's connected, are you able, if you opt in, to say, hey, agent that I'm chatting with, yeah, please do the thing that you're recommending that I do. Can you kind of connect it back right to the technology?
We can help
please do it for
diagnose
me.
Their system. We can schedule an appointment for one of our field technicians to go out. So it's connecting the whole value chain.
When a consumer is doing this, do you think a lot about the ways that you want to surface the fact that, like, this is AI, like, in your face? And I imagine in a home environment, maybe when you're chatting with an AI bot, it's important to know that you're talking to AI or an AI agent. But when you're at home, you kind of just want things to work behind the scenes, and whether you call it AI or not is beside the point.
I think you hit on a really good point. I think the end customer doesn't necessarily care about AI and the term AI. I think they care about the outcome and the experience. And so, to bring it real world and some of the things we're doing and how we're applying AI into our technology, we just announced our outdoor camera Pro Gen 3. And it's the only camera that has behavior-based smart deter. Mm-hmm. And it's using a combination of radar technology and AI to actually look at behavioral trends of somebody interacting around your property and take deterrent action based off of that versus just motion. Now, a consumer, it's probably not going to resonate with the term, I have AI in my camera and it's going to help deterrent. But if I frame it to say, hey, by the way, as part of this, we have this thing called vehicle protection, an expensive asset on your property.
Yeah.
What if that camera could now use this new behavior-based deterrent to say, somebody's walking by your car in the middle of the night, probably no big deal. If they come a little closer, maybe I first want to just flash my red light, maybe a little whistle, they know somebody's watching. They keep getting closer, maybe I'm now going to take the next action and say, hey, by the way, you're being recorded. Please step away from my car.
Yeah.
And so how you apply AI is really about that outcome that makes it valuable for the consumer.
And in that case that you're talking about, I imagine also it's like there's a difference between a guy mowing the grass for you and then guy who's like casing the joint, right? And doing suspicious patterns of behavior.
Yeah, right? That's another way, right? Weaving out friendly versus non-friendly engagements at your home.
One of the trends that we see with technology is an aging population and people needing maybe more of this kind of automation in their home as they age or wanting to kind of age in place. So tell me more about how your systems play into that trend.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think at the foundation, it has to be simple. And that's regardless, right, of the age, but especially for an aging population, we need to make things simple. And for us, it starts with the journey of one, how a customer gets our system and how we actually have the human touch element where we have somebody curating the system for you to make sure it's set up exactly how it needs per your residence. Mm-hmm. Then it's the install, taking the complexity out. Everything we do is wrapped with a professional install through our own workforce. We have our own field technicians, and it's making sure that that system is set up well, it works, we're training you how to use it, we're giving you best practice, going back to the smart home and the complexity.
Yeah.
Then for aging population specifically, we do things like for certain areas of that base, we add things to the system like a panic pendant complimentary to level up that sense of security and safety they get in the home that wraps around our monitoring. And so it comes back to the simplicity you make it.
By the way, we all need that. No matter how old you are or like how familiar with technology you are, it's like one less thing that I have to think about so I can think about other things. I'm grateful for that.
That's right.
I do want to end by talking about sustainability. You mentioned energy use in a high energy environment earlier. Do you have information or statistics or a way of thinking about how much better for the planet or how much energy you can save if you are truly, you know, maximizing the innovations we're talking about with smart home automation and using AI to maximize that?
Energy is a big topic for us. We did a brand refresh last year, and part of that was starting to bring integrated energy smart home solutions to market. And part of it is, you know, we're now part of the NRG family.
And NRG, so, the
NRG, which is a family of energy brands. And because of that, we have now this new set of expertise around how the grid's performing, how energy patterns are happening, how customer usage demands are changing. Yeah. So we can serve a unique space to help control that with the integration of our smart home tech into that. And I think that's the next big opportunity, and we're uniquely positioned to do that because of the NRG relationship.
Well, thanks so much for sharing your time with us in our kind of pseudo home here.
It doesn't exactly
have four walls, but it is a comfortable place to be. William Stovall of Vivint, thanks so much for joining us today.
Appreciate that. Thanks, James.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation from CES 2026. I know I did. That's our show for now, but there's always more tech to talk about. So make sure you stay tuned for more insights, conversations, and content from CES 2026 and beyond. Please follow, subscribe, like, comment, whatever else you need to do to keep those algorithms happy. You can get even more CES at ces.tech. That's ces.tech. Our C-Space Studio episodes are produced by Nicole Vitovich, Julia Ruxer, and Paige Morris, and recorded by Phelps Creative House, and edited by Phelps Creative House, too. I'm James Kotecki, talking tech on CES Tech Talk.